what would you call a house with two separate rooms or two parts, usually single rooms, that are connected by a roof that covered an open area between them? You had a room or a part of the house on this side, a roof with nothing here, and then a room or the other part of the house on that side. Does dog trot mean anything to you?
I have no idea. He's called on his other people.
Okay. What would you call a house that had a long entry hall that set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room?
One large single room?
That's what it says. Flying L mean anything to you? Or hall and parlor house? Okay. Are there houses here in Troy that are distinctive in design? You might call a colonial house or something along that line?
They have some real beautiful houses out in Gilchrist.
Mm-hmm.
They have some nice ones out in out around the college, back of the college.
Mm-hmm.
I know I always got names, but I wouldn't be able to tell you what the name of them was. They do have some beautiful design houses around college.
What kind of buildings house several or more families? What kind of buildings would house several or more families?
Church. You don't mean to live, just for them to come in.
But we mean to live. For
several.
To live. Mm-hmm.
Like, several or more families would take a motel, a boarding house.
A lot of times college students will live in these, and then live off campus and move into an...
Either a dormitory.
Or if they lived off campus, like I live in an
apartment.
Have you ever heard of someone or know someone that lives in this type of house down to the beach? Condominium?
No, I'm not. If I ever retire, I'm going to see what it's like. Usually I don't have the time.
That's true. Most apartment buildings have a person that does repair work and collects the rent and does different things. Do you have a name for that person?
Guard.
We call them, heard him called a superintendent?
Superintendent.
What kind of equipment is needed to take care of a yard and a garden?
Well, lawnmowers.
Are there different types of lawnmowers?
Oh, yeah. You use the kind that you just get up on and ride around all the yard. Mow that thing like that must be nice. And then you use the type that will pull itself. Then it's the type of lawnmower that you have to push.
That
then it's a type that doesn't have a motor to it, that you just push it and roll it. That's the old kind. Push it and roll it and they cut the grass with wheels on the side of it.
What would you use to turn the soil up?
Wow.
And something that's fairly small and motorized if you just want to do a garden for yourself?
Well, you call that a garden plow hoe.
Ever heard it called a rototiller? Rototiller? Rototiller?
I don't know much about this late farming.
Okay. Do you have a name for the little, it's like a shovel, but you use it in your hand. It comes down to the blade's wide point. You use it just